Friday night live here. We're glad to be here. Hope you are too. Lord bless you tonight, and glad to have you listening and being a part of this broadcast tonight as the Oasis Community Church broadcast goes forth here tonight. We're going to open up with some news and just welcome everybody here tonight. Lord bless you tonight. We're going to talk about the Christian who were arrested for singing hymns during COVID lockdown. they win $300,000 lawsuit. So that's in Moscow, Idaho, which must have a horrible city council that had them arrested for singing hymns, but obviously they weren't Christ-like at all to want to do that to them. But anyway, they won. But it's quite a bit later, but they won. Temecula, California School Board caves in and gives in and approves controversial LGBTQ curriculum after the threat of a $1.5 million fine from the governor, Gavin Newsom. The board had originally voted against using the garbage, but now they will because they obviously don't want to be fined $1.5 million. Well, you know, I guess everybody has to decide how much, you know, whether they can be bought off or not, I guess. So that's, you know, a lot of people can be bought off pretty easily in this society we live in today. Well, the Biden White House to oust conservative reporters from the press briefing room where they get their press briefings. They will be forced out of the briefing room. While Robert F. Kennedy said about this and more, the government that can censor its critics has license for every evil atrocity. It is the beginning of totalitarianism. That's what Robert Kennedy Jr. said about that. So they shouldn't be doing that. But they think they can get away with it. Texas detransitioner sued doctors for $1 million over botched trans surgery that left her in severe pain and disfigured. Despite sending graphic pictures of the pools of blood forming subcutaneously within her torso, her nipples literally peeling off her chest, and explaining the immense pain she was experiencing, the Dr. Centuri, I mean, Santa Tantusi, and another one, Ashley somebody, forgot her last name, seemed that he or she could not be bothered with her and didn't even advise emergency care. Her breast removal didn't go well, obviously. Why would a woman want to cut her breast off as a young girl? She was 17, I think, when she did this, and she's 20 or 21 now that she's suing. Yeah. Well, a lot of, especially females, an increasing number, mainly women, are suing doctors now for their detransitioners. So, anyway. Radicals in Washington State threatened to kill and dismember school board president, female, for adopting parental rights policy. She had been inundated with threats from left-wing activists saying that they will dismember her, murder her children, and slaughter her pets simply for saying that a teacher should not keep parents in the dark if their children begin to identify as transgender. That's all it took for her. Boy, they come after her, didn't they? Wow, all these threats. And now we see India's rice export ban has triggered panic buying at United States supermarkets, causing the price of rice to surge in various grocery stores and the supply chain. So why are we having this rice problem here all of a sudden? Bill Johnson's and Bethel Church, Redding, California, are joining forces with Pope Francis and the Roman Catholic Church at an event called The Change in Lisbon, Portugal, starting on August 4th. The Change is sponsored by the Roman Catholic Church. So in Portugal, the Pope will be in Portugal for the event. Okay, so he's going to hang out with Bill Johnson, the Pope. I imagine Bill Johnson would do it too, sad to say. But while Pope Francis affirmed transgender and bestial are joining themselves to that? Why are Christians joining themselves to things that have no business joining themselves to? I don't have the understanding on that one, because why would they be joining to stuff that is anti-biblical, anti-Christ, and against the Word of God? Like that group Plum, the head of Plum, they hanging out at gay pride parades and telling how much she loves all the homosexuals and affirms them. Really, that's a Christian music, contemporary music group, Plum. Some of you may have heard of it. I know that my daughter, her husband was in the Marines, she attended a Plum concert out in California when they were at the Marine base there. But anyway, she didn't know, obviously, about this, what they're doing now and what this head of Plum is doing. Anheuser-Busch to lay off hundreds of workers due to the Bud Light boycott for using a transgender ad by Dylan Mulvaney. Their stock has fallen now nearly 12%. Well, you know, people speak with their wallets, right? And they say, and they're not going to support that. So good for that. You know, I remember going to Haiti. Haiti was a lot of problems back then when I went and ministered there for a couple of weeks or whatever time I was there. I forgot the time. But Haiti's becoming too dangerous today. And U.S. orders government personnel, family members to leave Haiti. Kidnapping is rampant, and victims regularly include U.S. citizens. Heavily armed gangs kidnap for ransom. Rape and tortures and murders going on there. And they haven't had a president since, 2021? So there's just chaos in that country. Already was bad, but now it's really bad because, you know, that one president sold the island to the devil and put up a pig shrine of that event a number of years back, and it truly has been going to the devil, even though there are a number of Christians there. Thank God for the Christians. It would be totally gone if it wasn't for the Christians that still remain there in Haiti. But anyway, the rise of the furries. That's right, the rise of the furries. Schools are allowing children to identify as cats, horses, dinosaurs, etc., different animals, and teachers are failing to be able to do anything about anything, really. Those identifying as cats are wearing tails and ears and cat outfits to class, and teachers' authority in Great Britain is long gone amid the rise of the furries, they call them. So they also want to identify these children, want to identify as holograms also. How do you identify as a hologram? Anyway, the rise of the furies. That's what's going on in Great Britain public government school system. Yeah, not to mention transgenderism and all that garbage that's going on there, too. Yeah, what a world we live in today as we enter these end times in greater intensity all the time. It's getting more and more evident of what times we're living in. It's times, though, that we can be bold as lions and be unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So anyway, we're glad to have you listening today. The Lord bless you, and thank you for being here, part of this live broadcast tonight. So we're going to get into it here, though, as we have a lot to share with you tonight. So hopefully you're ready, because I'm ready to lay it on you by the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I surely couldn't do it alone, and I wouldn't want to try. So, because if it isn't anointed of God, then I don't want any part of it. You know, if it isn't in the power of God given by the Holy Spirit, then, you know, I can't do it. You know, I can't do it alone anyway. I mean, without him, you know, it's impossible. And without him, I could do nothing. So I give God all the glory tonight for anything that we accomplish here. And anybody that's ministered to and delivered from spirits, we thank God for it. And so let's open up in prayer as we get into God's word here tonight. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for another opportunity to gather together here on this broadcast. Father, thank you for the time that we have been given, Lord, here, and that the gospel still has a lot of free course in this country still. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that it will remain that way in Jesus' name, Lord, for your glory, that we'll be able to continue to share the good news, the truths about you and your word and the society, the culture we're living in today, Father. We thank you, Lord. Lord, for your power, for your fresh anointing from heaven, Lord, that without you, Lord, we certainly couldn't do this. But, Lord, we have you. I thank you that I have you dwelling inside of me, Lord, by your spirit, Lord. I thank you for that. And thank you for the listeners that they have the Holy Spirit. If they're born again as well, Father, they have the Holy Spirit living in them. And, Lord, they can have as much of him as they want. We could all have as much of you as we want. And so, Lord, I'm hungry for you, and I want you. And I pray that the listeners want you too, Lord. And, Lord, we pray you fill them all up too, Lord, with your presence, your glory, your power, your anointing, your love, your grace, Father, all your good things that are good that come down from heaven. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, you said. And so, Lord, we receive those good and perfect gifts, Lord. Thank you for them tonight in Jesus' name. And we just receive them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we believe. And we stand here in faith, believing and receiving from you, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. And we break the power of the enemy, and we break the grip of this dark evil that's trying to dominate the country right now. We come against that evil. We say, come down from your throne in Jesus' name. We pull you down in Jesus' name. We break your grip over the United States of America. We break your control in Jesus' name. We send the mighty warring angels into battle against you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we apply the blood of Jesus against you devils right now that are trying to control this nation through the people that they think they have in power and in position and place. And we thank you that these people that claim to be, you know, leading this country, and we pray that, Lord, that confusion will be sent into their camp and they could be seen more and more exactly for what they are, children of Satan being controlled by the devil. Send confusion. Confusion divide their tongue, as it says in the scripture, Lord. We thank you for confusing them and dividing them, Lord. The divided house cannot stand, Lord. So we thank you that they're a divided house, that they will not stand in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your work of grace in the earth right now, too, Lord. We thank you for opening up of heaven and revival and renewals to take place and people to be born again and people to come out of the darkness into your marvelous light, Father, that we can have more and more of you. Lord, we glorify your name today, and we thank you that by your stripes we're healed, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we walk in healing and health. I pray for a brother who had to go in for eye trouble this week, Father, and they said that there was a tearing of his retina. Father, we pray for healing for him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, heal his eye, Father, and let him not lose his sight for the treatment they gave him from this whole situation, Lord. We thank you for complete and total recovery for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray for a sister with back trouble, Lord, not able to go to work right now. Pray for healing for her back, Lord, that she will recover all that the enemy tried to steal from her and that she'll be able to receive your healing, Father, and believe you and trust you for your miracle working healing power in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for healing her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for people who get restoration by your spirit, restoration from, Lord, places of bitterness and unforgiveness, Lord, that they can let that go in Jesus' name and be restored, Lord, to you, Father. And Lord, if it can be or if it should be, then they can be restored to those whom they have unforgiveness against. And Lord, I know some people that would not ever be restored to in that sense because they're evil and not people that we'd want to be restored to, but we have to forgive them. So Lord, I thank you for the grace to forgive for those who have having a hard time with that, Father, and have not been able to forgive, Lord. Pray for grace for them, Lord, to forgive and walk in the forgiveness of God, Father, in their lives, in Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, for your glory, Lord, we thank you for that as well. And Lord, we just commit this time to you, Lord, that we have here tonight, and we praise you and worship you for it, glorify your name. Just thank you for the high praises of God in our mouths and that two-edged sword in our hands, Lord, that we are warriors, mighty warriors of the kingdom of God, Father. Praise you for that. In Jesus' name, we worship you, worship you, worship you, worship you tonight. In spirit and in truth, Father, we worship you and thank you, Lord, that we can offer up that sacrifice of praise unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and magnify your name here tonight, Father. And we glorify you, Lord, and appreciate you, Lord, and thank you for keeping us all safe in these times of trouble and darkness, Father. And thank you, Lord, that we just cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare that in Jesus' name. For your glory. Amen. Amen. All right. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. We've got to get into this. The title tonight is A Beautiful Serpent. Beautiful Serpent. Right? Or is it really beautiful? No, it's not really beautiful, but some people think it's beautiful, and it can appear to be beautiful, but it's not really beautiful, right? So, is it really beautiful? That's the question tonight, and we're going to answer that to you. You know, we're living in a time in history when new things are thrown at us. You know, every time we look around, we're hearing some new crazy thing that's obviously coming out of the pits of darkness. And there appears outwardly to be many new things under the sun, even though the Bible says there's no new thing under the sun. So, anyway, is there ever a time when a Christian can let down his guard in this world? I don't think so. I think we're living in a time of great battle, a time of intensity in the spirit realm as well as in the natural realm. And even when you're resting, you don't take off your armor ever. You don't take it off. You don't ever let go of that and have to put it on again. No, you just always keep your armor on. You always keep on guard because the enemy, he doesn't sleep or slumber. He attacks in the night seasons of the night to people and harasses them in their sleep. And if you're not ready to do warfare in your sleep, then you're not ready. So you're not that fully on guard. And so many Christians think they know the word today. They think they couldn't be fooled or deceived or be tricked by the evil one or fall. But except for the grace of God, any of us could. Any of us could, okay? It's the grace of God or the goodness of God that keeps us, and he does keep us. And so look at Eve, though. She was one who had experienced the closeness of walking in the cool of the evening with the Lord and close fellowship with God as they walked through the garden. And she was just out walking around in the beautiful garden and resting and in peace when she was deceived. That's right. Eve was deceived. The Bible says she was in deception. Adam wasn't deceived, but he loved his wife and he gave in. Said he wasn't deceived, but he gave in anyway, and he sold out the human race, really, in the sense of what he did. But 2 Corinthians 11:3 said, but I fear lest by any means, and there are many means that the devil uses, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Notice here what it said. It doesn't say Satan beguiled Eve, but he said the serpent did. Well, who was the serpent, folks? Well, we know who the serpent was, but you got to think about how the serpent was presented. Supposedly, from Bible scholars and what they've been able to determine, the serpent, many of them, was the serpent was a beautiful creature. It is said to have been the most beautiful creature in the garden. Supposedly, even able to walk and some say fly too. So, you know, we need to know that Satan's not going to come like Satan when he comes. He's not going to come like the devil himself. He's not going to come in an ugly manner. He's going to come some other way that seems beautiful, even godly. You know, he's going to come like that. We're looking for some evil, dark devil, some exorcist-type situation just like Hollywood is presented, when really he's coming as a beautiful, and he's coming sneaky. 13 here, verse 13 of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers. See, this is what the devil will come as, false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ when they're nothing but devils. Or they're controlled by devils, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. So, yeah, Satan's not coming like Satan. He's coming to trick people. Remember, Eve was totally unaware she was being deceived, or she would have known that she would be deceived, see? The Bible says Eve was deceived, and she was not aware that she was being deceived. So what are some of the most beautiful and desirable things in earth to a Christian? Well, what is one of the most beautiful things? How many you like being with other believers or coming together? The church, obviously. The church is most beautiful, and we saw here that some are false apostles in the church and deceitful workers transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And like I told before about the man I met who was a Satanist, who was a deceitful person. He was a Satanist, and yet he was attending these churches in Washington State and going to all these churches and being a part of them, and even prayed for things and miracles happened, things happened, and they thought this was a great man of God, where that they didn't ever believe that when he went back and had gotten born again, truly born again, and went back to all those churches and apologized, telling them he had been a Satanist the whole time. They didn't believe him. They didn't believe him, but he was in there working the works of darkness. Or the time when we were in pastoring in a different city, Missoula, Montana, and these Satanists came in, and we must have lost 20, 25 people over them coming into the church and bringing their wares and cursing and doing their wickedness. We know that they had destroyed another church before ours, and it had shut down. And they went into, and we saw them in another church one time, and where they were working in their new position to try to do damage in that church. And they quickly went away from us when they saw us there, because they knew that we knew what they were up to. And I don't know, maybe they thought we were going to confront them. And they didn't want us exposing them to the people in their new assignment. Anyway, they do infiltrate churches. And they do try to destroy the churches, and they do get in people who are ministers of the gospel and deceive, like I told you about last week. These two mega church pastors, both of them homosexuals, been in relationship 20 years, and they were celebrating at a big gala where they're celebrating their 20 years of being, you know, married, and yet they were queer homosexual pastoring mega churches. What about the people that were under them in their churches? You think that spirits didn't have a right to hit them and devour them and mess with them? See, Satan has his ministers in the church, folks. And like I told you about the Christian contemporary, you know, singer who's embracing another one, you know, embracing LGBTQ stuff and affirming them and saying how special they are and all that and compromising. Satan deceives in the name of Christianity. You may not even, you know, perceive it, see? You may not even perceive it. It may be hidden from you. We become, you know, awed or fascinated or enamored with a teacher or a preacher or a prophet, and it sounds right, and our emotions say, yeah, but it is a serpent in disguise, okay? I remember when we in another state. We knew a pastor there. He was a manifested sons of God preacher, and he deceived many people with his false doctrine that he was teaching people. Okay? He was deceiving a lot of people that way. And yet, you know, people bought into it, believed him. So the last day, folks, is what we're living in. And the Bible warns us of heresy and invading the churches, the beautiful, and masquerading as beautiful and masquerading as the truth when it's not the truth. It's a lie. It's Antichrist all the way, Antichrist. And it also warns us of another gospel, even a false gospel, even causing people to be cursed because they embrace it. I mean, no, the Bible says that let him be accursed if you're coming with some false gospel of any kind. You know, you bring in law-keeping or such as the Hebrew root, trying to bring them back under Old Testament law. They're cursed. They're cursing themselves. Let's just read it. I'm not making this up. Galatians 1:6. Galatians 1:6. I'm sorry. I think it's 2:6 here. Let me see here. Yeah, 2:6. Oh, it must be 1:6 here. Let me see. Where am I reading at? Here we go. Okay. It's 1:6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that calleth you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, okay? They are coming as other gospels, but they are not another gospel. There's only one true gospel, right? And so here we see, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man, anyone preach another gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. In other words, if they're preaching another gospel, they're cursed, folks. Let them be cursed, and you have nothing wrong with you cursing them either, because that's what Paul did. They cursed them. They cursed them. When you come and preach at some other gospel, they said, let them be accursed. They cursed them. Anyone who does this or embraces that which is false is accursed. Mormons are cursed. Jehovah's Witnesses are cursed. That should be obvious. Christian scientists are cursed. And Catholics, praying to saints, rosaries, praying to Mary, and believing the Pope is equal to, or beyond equal to God. You know, they're cursed. The Pope is cursed. Scientology is cursed. And I know people get mad when I say these things about Catholicism, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of falseness. There may be some saved Catholic, but there ain't that many of them. Okay, so twisting the gospel of grace into law brings people under a curse. Like I said, so many Hebrew roots groups are cursed. Listen, folks, I didn't write this. Jesus did through the Holy Spirit and a willing vessel who wrote it out. And so lots of people live under curses, even that Seventh-day Adventist who embrace the law and with the Sabbath keeping and the requirements to keep the law, the Tenth Commandment, especially the Fourth Commandment. Oh, you got to keep a Sabbath day or you're not a Seventh-day Adventist. You got to keep Saturday. You can't keep, as the early church did. They gathered on the first day of the week, it says, and brought their offerings and tithes in at the church. But, oh, no, we got to do what the Old Covenant did. We got to go back under the law here, see? And that's what, there's a lot of problems there. They're cursed. They're living under cursed. And look even in Galatians 5, over there, 1 through 4, let's read that. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. See, you're fallen from grace. You want to be justified by the law, go back under law-keeping. Even Paul, he had this to say to him. Look at verse 7 and 8. He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. In other words, it's coming from the devil, and somebody is hindering these Christians, and they're being blocked by devils, and devils are the ones who are doing all this and causing all this to come to pass. But people are willing pawns to the devil, see? They willingly follow this foolishness and allow these hindering spirits to work and cause them not to obey the truth. And it says this, they're persuaded. Notice it said this persuasion cometh not of him that called you. In other words, when you're being persuaded in these directions, it's not coming from Jesus, okay? To go back under the law, they think, oh, we've got revelation that the average Christian don't. We go back under Judaism. We go back under the law. That makes us more spiritual. No, it doesn't. It makes you step out of grace. It makes you a curse. See, this the persuasion that was made to look good and look like it was God. And it didn't come from God, folks. It doesn't. A lot of this stuff doesn't even come from God, and people are just so involved in it and think they're superior, and it just fits right into the pride of man. And people get all puffed up in this when they're, well, I'm doing something. You're not. I'm better than you. I got more revelation than you. See, many lies are made to look good by devils, see? And a lot of Christians feel superior when they walk in those lies to other Christians. See, even Satan's ministers are made to look like angels of light, the Bible says. So we need to be on guard, folks. We truly need to be on guard, because these last days are full of many deceivers that will look like the church but not be right. They will not be accurate. It will be a deceptive, cursed devil operation, okay? So we need to be filled with the truth right now and be on guard against the lies, okay? And obviously Buddhism and Hinduism and New Age meditation, yoga and witchcraft, Taoism and many more, which are more subtle and have already invaded the church in some form or another. Like this, they have Christian yoga clubs now in churches, really? Come on, your church has been invaded. They have forms of witchcraft where they have they lay out their hands and they get the readings, you know, and these readings are from the Christian board instead of the Ouija board, you know. I mean, these readings are nothing but demonic, folks, and they're snaring people's souls, okay, snaring them. So, yeah, the church has already been invaded by witchcraft. We have charismatic witchcraft operating in churches today. I mean, sometimes it's just a little of these deceptive things that move into the church. But as the scripture says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little false doctrine can fill the whole group or the church if it's allowed to, right? If it's allowed to, it could come in there and it could just truly mess up the church. As it says in Galatians 5:9, a little leaveneth the whole lump. I mean, the whole lump can be messed up by a little bit of witchcraft, a little bit of this Jezebel control going on. A little bit of this could come in and mess with the whole church. I've seen it happen to church groups before. I mean, it can cause corruption as well through false doctrine and false teaching. This has happened, and it is happening today in a lot of places today, to pervert the beautiful into that which is not beautiful any longer, because it is no longer the beautiful, but it is Satan who is ugly and evil and dark and full of darkness. So we better be on guard. We better be on guard, folks, and, like, you know, stay that way. Okay? Oh, yeah, this guy that came in, he was teaching and a pastor there in that state, and he taught all kinds of stuff that seemed right, but it was not fully scripturally correct. He didn't believe he was ever going to die. Well, we're not going to die spiritually ever, but he thought physically, you know, the manifested sons of God, he could just keep on living. And obviously a false doctrine, because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. So how's he twisting that scripture, see? Under her, you know, fascination, Eve's fascination with the serpent, she came under a spirit of influence. How many know there's a lot of spirits of influence out there? That's a demon spirit that will influence people and influence them in a wrong direction if they can get away with it. And she couldn't or wouldn't use her mind, her discernment or reasoning power, see? So what happens when we embrace a false doctrine, a lie, a deception? We become deceived. That's what happens. I mean, if you're going to embrace a lie, you're going to be deceived by a lie. Yeah, but we also, beyond just be deceived, we can pick up a demon, right? We can pick up a demon. And many Christians have picked up demons through believing a false doctrine. Okay, and we can also take on the lying spirit, okay? A religious spirit, a doctrine of demon spirit, a law spirit, legalism spirit, a religious spirit. I mean, many Christians have these spirits. One very strong delusional spirit, you know, has to do with the return of Jesus. I mean, know that. These people that are propagating this false doctrine about the any moment return of Christ, that's not going to happen like that. Okay? It's not in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say that Jesus is going to come any minute now. No, he's coming after the tribulation. You know, that's what the Bible clearly teaches. It doesn't say that he's going to come any minute before the tribulation and that we're going to all be out of here before the tribulation ever even starts. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible brings, he brings us through the fire, through the flood. He doesn't take us out of the fire, out of the flood. He brings us through. Look at the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. He took them through that fire. And Noah through the flood, you know. And so a lot of people believe wrong in that area of the return of the Lord in that pre-trib any moment, you know, catching away thing. And you know, that Jan Martell, she thinks anybody who doesn't believe that way is in serious error. But I'm sorry, Jan Martell, you are in serious error, lady. And you have a lot of good things to say about end times and things. But I'm telling you, where that comes, when you start talking that any moment secret rapture, you're in error, lady. And you have spirits there. And so, but many Christians have these spirits. They have delusional spirits to do with the return of Christ. And anyway, I tell you, he's deceiving any way he can. And so, you know, when you think you're getting out of here any minute, then, well, we could just do whatever because we're going to be gone and we're not going to be around when the Antichrist, you know, comes and all that stuff. And again, we saw that what Jesus had to say. It's in 11:2 of 2 Corinthians. For I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. You know, Paul was jealous, and Jesus is jealous over his church, and Paul was jealous over the church. He wanted them to live in full devotion to Christ, to one husband, not to commit adultery with heretical false doctrine and pick up another Christ, another spirit. Obviously, the Mormon Jesus is another Christ, another spirit, another Jesus, a false Jesus, see? Because they call themselves the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. Well, it's not our Jesus Christ. It's another Jesus, another gospel, another Jesus. It's not the true Jesus. Obviously, it's a demon that called himself Jesus. And I know I've had demons in deliverance call themselves Jesus before. What's your name? Jesus. Now, obviously, they're not Jesus. I've had people tell me they were Jesus, too, that were controlled and possessed by demons. They call, you know, I'm Jesus. Yeah, right. You're not Jesus. You're deceived, and demons are controlling you. But I've had people tell me that when they were under the control of evil spirits and needed deliverance and were not even Christian, but they thought they were Jesus. Well, so anyway, what happened when we receive a lie? Another spirit comes with that lie. That's what happens when you receive a lie. Another spirit comes with, look here, it says, verse 4 of 11, it says, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if we receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with them. So, see, they're preaching another Jesus whom we have not preached, okay? And there are people in the church today that are preaching another Jesus whom we have not preached, okay? So we need to be on guard for that too, okay? Because there will be those who come and preach a Jesus that doesn't line up with the Word of God, Okay? It doesn't line up with the Word of God at all. Some famous Pentecostal preachers who picked up a different spirit, like Hobart Freeman, even was a deliverance minister there for a while, and William Branham and Jimmy Swaggart, and William Branham was used by God, but then he started getting off there into some weird things. Jimmy Swaggart, he got off, and Robert Tilton, and a lot of others today that I could name that are off right now. Okay, but I'm not going to name them because these were all in the past. But a lot of them today, I'm not going to name them right now, but I could. Some were deceived into false doctrine, some into sexual sin, and some into money madness as well. Money madness, meaning greed and lust for money. So remember, the church is beautiful. And so Satan comes through and he infiltrates the beautiful and he tries to masquerade as beautiful. Okay? But he's not beautiful. Okay? He's a devil. Okay? He's ugly. And he's full of darkness and death. So he comes through the church. He tries to use the church. It's because that's beautiful to us. What else is beautiful to us? It's relationships. We none of us want to be lonely today. All of us want to have good relationships and friends, and relationships can be beautiful, but they can also be Satan. How many know that? You can get soul tied to the wrong person. You can get bound up in a relationship that's nothing but bad for you. How many marriages have failed in America because people marry wrong people based on relational beauty rather than on the beauty of the Word of God? Remember what it says. It says for the women, let them be holy women of God, not concerned with the outward adornment of the inward, what they look like inside. You know, that's what, I'm just kind of paraphrasing that scripture. I'm not quoting it exact, but anyway, yeah. It's the hidden man of the heart that needs to be what we're looking at. And if that's not right, if there's something wrong there, then look out. No matter how pretty they are on the outside or how handsome they are on the outside, look out. You could be in trouble. So a lot of people marry wrong people based on physical beauty, you know, and they don't really get to know the inner workings there. I remember one woman that we knew in a town that we pastored in. She was married to an unbeliever, and he verbally abused her almost every day. And they'd been married like 30-some years, and he verbally abused her almost every day. I mean, she was stuck in a mess. And how many others are stuck in a bad marriage who, you know, out of guilt or other reasons, they stay in a living hell and never get out of it, okay? Because they just sit there and be abused, and they sit there and let the husband cheat on them or whatever, or the wife do it. And so one out of two Christian marriages, that's the statistic, go into divorce, end in divorce. And but I say, how many more suffer but refuse to divorce? Another one out of two, probably, I suppose, from having counseled endless people in marriage counseling, and I think I know a little bit about Christian marriages, and they're not the heaven on earth that they should be, and I know that no marriage is always going to be heaven on earth, because, you know, iron sharpens iron, and there's some grinding going on, and it can get kind of unpleasant there, you know, when, oh, yeah, and trying to make two people live together and get along all the time is just almost impossible, right? So, I mean, all things are possible to God, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. If you put Jesus at the center of your marriage, yes, things will work better, but the Bible says if you marry, you'll have trouble in the flesh, and I've certainly seen that to be the case in people who marry. Not that there's anything wrong with getting married. God says it's better to marry than to burn, right? Better to marry than to walk around in lust for the opposite sex all the time. Anyway, how many others are unequally yoked with a Christian to whom they're not like at all or believe alike at all? How many, you know, have thrown down their beliefs for a beautiful or handsome devil, which they thought they could convert to Christ after they got married, and they never were, have been able to, and ended up a lot of heartaches after their temporal pleasure wears off. So Satan will enter into what we would hope would be beautiful, which is relationships, right? And relationships in church. I know of many of them who've gone sour with people over the years, something that should be beautiful and should be something precious to the saints of God. But Satan comes in and tries to mess them up. See, he attacks that which is beautiful, that which God gives us, see? And so another area that he comes in the area of money and the spirit of mammon. I mean, know about the spirit of mammon? Yeah, the spirit of mammon comes, and money could be a blessing, and it could be used for the glory of God, but it could be bondage, you know, because if you get that spirit of mammon in there, and these other spirits that are in line with the mammon, and under the authority of mammon, you can have some problems, see? Look at Luke 16:13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and that demonic spirit of mammon, or you can't serve God and serve money. And I agree. Hey, God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, according to 3 John 2. But see, only as your soul prospers first, only as you grow in grace and truth and your spirit is prospering and you're learning and your mind being renewed by the word of God. Yeah, only then as we seek and serve God first, seeking first the kingdom of God, right? And all those things will be added unto you. That's the beautiful way that God intends for, you know, you to be blessed and things to work for you, right? But again, the serpent, he shows up. And even though he may show up as beautiful, he comes through the false, beautiful spirit of mammon who tries to, present himself as beautiful. And then comes greed, then comes snobbery, then comes money lust, debt, financial bondage, and all these things that have to do with money. And a lot of Christians, I know lots of Christians, I've known them over the years, and a lot of them do not know how to handle the money because the spirits are involved there in their lives, and they might be under financial bondage and financial curses and spirits there, and they love money and other things are going on there, see? Yeah, everybody needs deliverance, folks, in the church. Everybody does. So the enemy can get into and has been, and oh, man, you know, it can be a mess there. So many have gone after, you know, the message instead of the master. How many know the message, you know, says that we can be blessed and as I read 3 John 2, as I quoted, and they've grown to love money. Well, that's a lying spirit that has come in. So he come in to manipulate them, cause them to have the lust for money, love of money. And when you have the love of money, that's the root of all evil, right? So all kinds of demons can come in then when you start loving money. Yeah, don't a person have to have a lot of money to love it? No, they don't. I mean, know that a lot of people are poor and they love money. And they'll do whatever they can to get it. And they have those spirits just as much as the rich have it. Yeah. So they don't have to have a lot of money to love money. So what is the common trap in all of this? Well, there's one commonality, that the serpent trying to appear beautiful, this is what he's doing, and that he uses to trap people, okay? There's one commonality. What is it? Feelings. And more than ever, we're seeing feelings being manifest more and more. Well, I don't feel like that's true. I don't feel like that's God. I don't feel like, even though it's 100% God and it's 100% true, but I don't feel like it is. See, well, who's telling you don't feel like it is? Where's that information coming from? Where are you getting that information from? Oh, I just feel that that's not the way it is, and I don't feel that that's right for me. Yeah, okay. Well, see, the devil will use it. So what will keep you from the trap of the beautiful? Well, I'll tell you what will keep you from it. It's faith and the word of God. Okay, knowing the word, embracing the word, walking in the word, believing the word. You've got to know the word, though. And a lot of Christians simply don't know the word today. And I'm telling you, more than ever, that's going to be very important in the days ahead that we're living in here and the days that we're living in right now, because many Christians are embracing things that are not biblical today. And they're walking that way, and they're finding teachers that will teach unbiblical teachings to them, too. And they embrace that. Deuteronomy 8:3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. So he's telling you, you got to live by the word of God, the word that proceed out of the mouth of the Lord. See, he tells us that's how we can live. It's the hidden manna from heaven is what we need to be embracing. We need to love that and embrace that, and therefore that'll keep us from falling into these false lies and deceptions of the times that we're living in. Say Psalms 119:105. What's it say here? Psalms 119:105. It tells us here, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And 101. It says, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. See, every evil way is trying to pull you away from keeping his word. And your mind is being pulled out continually to be pulled into an evil way, see, and to keep you from his word, see. But David said, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep your word. See, in other words, I reject those evil ways. I run away from those evil ways. Right, like the Bible said, to flee fornication when it comes and raises its head, and this temptation, you flee fornication. You don't entertain it even a little bit, because if you entertain it a little bit, you could end up absolutely indulging in it and having all kinds of problems. Look at 103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. See, the word is beautiful. The word is beautiful. We love your word. Verse 104, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. See, if you love the word, you have understanding, and therefore you identify the false ways, and you hate every false way. I hate the spirit of Mormonism. I hate those false religious spirits out there, because they're evil, and the Bible commands us to hate every evil way. See, command us to hate every false way. See, and so we hate the evil things. We hate false doctrine. We hate things that come against the truth of the word of God. See, and try to lead God's people astray. Especially as a pastor, we would want to hate these things that would lead the people that are entrusted unto our teaching, you know, and our care. Look at Psalm 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. See? It gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Psalm 119, 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. See, the word is not only pure, it's beautiful to us. It's beautiful. The word is beautiful. We love your word. See, we love your word. Romans 5:2 for faith. Now, we also faith. We love. Okay. I've recalled in and reconnected everything. So if you don't hear me now, I don't know what's going on here. So let me know. If you don't hear me, it could be a problem with my headsets. Okay, hear me good now? All right, okay, so good. So do I need to repeat all this? Yeah. Did God put every man and woman together? No, he didn't. Okay, some were drawn together, you know, like I said, out of, oh, she's hot, or he's so handsome, he's just going to sweep me off my feet. And some were drawn together out of lust. Some were drawn by, you know, devils, and some were drawn by generational spirits. They put people together generationally, and generational spirits put a lot of people together, and they end up marrying somebody like their mother, like their father, you know. And, yeah, some were, you know, put together by demons, pressure from others. Like I was telling you that before I met my wife, and I was with a woman and seeing a woman that had been set up by Christian friends, you know, at a Christian group, and well-meaning Christian friend, but she was not God's plan for my life. Beautiful, but not God's plan for me, not the woman I was to marry. Okay? Wasn't the one I was supposed to be with, but, you know, demons do set people up to keep them in bondage, to keep them in torment, to keep them in strife, to keep them in misery. Marriages are supposed to be a little heaven on earth, not hell on earth, like it is for so many today. I mean, so many suffering in marriage, and people would not know that. Okay? That was just an attack of the enemy trying to cut out because there was no logical reason for that to happen. Anyway, some of the movie stars, they start out beautiful, but they get put in sleazier and more degrading roles as they get more and more embroiled and entrapped by the Hollywood spirits that they, you know, and the lifestyle of darkness there. Often going from marriage to marriage, a relationship to relationship, or a homosexual relationship, even to pedophilia relationships. I mean, the beautiful is often not so beautiful behind closed doors. Okay? Because Satan puts on an aura of beauty, which is a false beauty, you know, presenting himself as an angel of light or something great when he's not great at all. He's something evil and something dark. And so, oh, that people's eyes really could see beyond the thin veneer that cloaks so many things from people and from being identified for what they really are, see? From being, you know, because of the thin veneer that the Satan has painted the picture, because he's the god of this world, the god of darkness, and the whole world lies in wickedness, but he paints it beautiful. He tries to paint things as God that are not God and put that same beautiful paint on religion and things like that, see? Oh, yeah. And so he cloaks so many things in people from the reality of the darkness that there is there, okay? So the demonic, you know, it attempts to remain hidden behind the so-called beautiful as long as it is possible to deceive people. Okay? Look, when you first had sex with somebody, oh, my, that was beautiful. That was excitement, even though it might have been painful for some. But still, oh, the Satan has painted, oh, how beautiful, how close you were, and oh, how intimate you were, and all that. And the devil tried to present some kind of lie to you, see? And a lot of people thought, wow, that's beautiful. And then they get addicted to, you know, relationships outside of marriage. And that's what the devil is trying to get them to do, see? Yeah. Or maybe when you first used drugs, or when you first thought you were in love, or what a good feeling, or maybe you first got a lot of money. You got, money, what satisfaction that I could buy whatever I wanted. Or, you know, first dabbled in the occult while Satan appeared beautiful and that it would be okay. But the real reality is, like that old wicked song, I can't get no satisfaction, because after the beautiful and temporary pleasures are sin, people cry out, I am not satisfied. And on top of that, they find they have picked up a load of unwanted passengers, if they even know what's going on in their life, that have changed them. Demons which embrace us and take up a position in our lives and through sin. Yeah, the sin and the weight of sin that so easily besets it. It talks about in Hebrews 12:1, the sin that so easily besets us. It's not hard to pick up demons, folks. Let's just face it. It's not hard to pick up demons. The sin that, notice it says, so easily besets us. The word easily is uperstatos in the Greek, and it's like your clothing easily surrounding you when you put on clothing. Therefore, easily entangling. You're entangled in your clothes. I mean, you're surrounded by your clothes. And that's the way sin is. Sin, demons, is having the advantage in favor of its prevailing against you. It ought to put you all on more on guard, folks. We got to be on guard against sin. We got to be on guard against the enemy, sneaking in any way he can. Sneaking in any way you can. I mean, this ought to put you more on guard than ever. This is not a game, folks. This is not something you go play in a parlor game or something. This is not Monopoly. This is serious business, what we're playing. In fact, it's not a play at all. It's living a life that God called us to live as Christians, and we're in spiritual warfare daily. And the enemies are serious about bringing you into bondage and keeping you there once they get you there. And so we need to do some things here. I'm telling you, we need to get really plugged into some areas in our lives that, I mean, to stay clean and on the straight and narrow, we need to plug in some spiritual things here in our lives. Let's go to Matthew 5 here. I'll read a scripture to you, another scripture. Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And now let's read verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we are a church that should be shining, folks. We are a church that should be shining. And so often in the eyes of the unsaved world, the church has carried an image of weakness, of apathy, of laziness, of hypocrisy, of division, divided with one another, and pettiness. And that's what denomination means, is divided, right? So pettiness and self-centeredness, even sexual and corruptness, like corruption at times in churches. Yeah, you heard of secretaries running off with pastors and pastors running off with the money or this, that, or the other. I mean, all kinds of evil things have taken place and you dealing drugs through churches and other things. I mean, we've even, seem more in love with ourselves and our money and our personal pursuits and ministry than we have with Jesus and his passion for the lost. We need more renewal, folks. We really do. We need to draw closer to Jesus today. We need to renew our love life with Jesus, amen, and draw near to him and let him draw near to us, right? He said if we'll draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. So why aren't we drawing more near to him? Why are we drawing away from him? We need to be drawing near to him more than ever before. Looking up Amos 4:13 here. Amos 4:13, he says, for lo, he that formed the mountains and created the wind and declared unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. The wind comes from God, folks. Renewal, refreshing, revival comes from God. He creates and sends the wind. The Bible says the wind blows where it wants to blow. And he's been sending it for those who can receive it. He's been stirring up and sending revelation of our grace and righteousness and power and wisdom and boldness and truth. Yeah, he's been sending it to those who will receive it. But you got a will to receive it. You got to desire these things. You got a hunger and thirst for them. You got to desire the things of God if the things of God are going to come to you. But things are changing in this world, as you know. And you are being challenged and stretched and called out to really either follow the master or follow the world. You've got to choose ye this day whom ye will serve, right? Time to choose, saints. Okay? You're being challenged, stretched, called out. See? And God has stepped up on the center stage, and he is there to change us, rearrange us, mold us, make us until we come and become the bright city set on a hill, a bright shining light. See? And when God does something, we need to respond to it. Okay? How do we respond? We respond in faith. And faith has actions. Remember, without action, faith is dead. Okay? So faith has action. James 2:17. Faith has action. And without action, faith is dead, okay? So if you say you believe, but you don't act like you believe, then you don't really believe, see? You got to act like you really believe. See, faith is made complete when you act like you believe. Abraham's faith was incomplete until he acted by carrying his son up the mountain and putting him on the altar, right? That was faith in action, see? And most of us, we give a little mental assent and say we believe, but we have not carried Isaac up the mountain yet and laid him on the altar. Okay? We're afraid. to really act out. We're afraid to wait on the Lord up to the last minute for him to come through, for his to show up. And he does in the last minute. How many know? Many times. You know? To walk in faith today and enter into what God has given us, we need wisdom from God. We also need power from God. For a church without power is like having a radio but nothing to power the radio. It doesn't work. Okay, so we need to pray for the power. We pray for the power to be manifest through us. Are you praying for the power? And the beautiful, you know, is God's power, the true power of God. See? Amen. We need that. Look at, and my speech in 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's right. To live in the times that we live in and to be effective, we're going to have to be a church of power. We're going to have to manifest the beautiful. I mean, know the power of God is beautiful. A church of power. Shine so brightly in a world of unbelief and darkness and evil. And Satan hates God's power to manifest. He hates it being manifest. The world is looking for church. It doesn't just talk about God, but they show God and his reality. They show God and his reality, see? And the world looking for evidence that God's really at work today in this world. And we need to be a people who know and exhibit the power of God in our lives today. And we want to let God's power impact this world, folks. We want to have an impact through the power of God, and we need to engage the enemy and prevail. In other words, we pierce the darkness in Jesus' name. And there are things that we need to plug into if we're going to walk into power today, and I'm going to try to close with these five things here that are so important. And if we fail to plug into them, it's our fault. God made them available. He's made all things that pertain to life and godliness available to us. The supernatural power of God is available to us. And we need to know the power and plug into the power of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Okay? We need to do more than just say, here, Lord. We need to begin to focus on Jesus as number one, the Lord, the greatest, by whose name everything holds together. Everything consists. In fact, he's the creator. You know, he created the earth, the Bible says in John chapter 1. And the Jehovah's Witness don't believe that, and you tell them that, they'll get freaked out on you because they don't believe that Jesus created the world. But see, the Bible tells us that he did, and you can show them that scripture, and oh my, yeah, they don't like that. But still, the Word of God says that Jesus is the creator. And it says here in Hebrews chapter 1, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. There it tells again, Jesus made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So, hey, we need to plug into the power of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord. There's immeasurable power and authority in his Lordship. And if we honor him and confess Jesus has come in the flesh, we plug into Jesus, and Jesus is number one. He comes first. His name is higher than any other. No other name given among men whereby we must be saved. There is power in the Lordship of Jesus. Number two, we need to plug into the blood. Oh, the blood, nothing but the blood. No matter how clever and smart we think we are, you know what? We must have the blood of Jesus, okay? There's nothing. I mean, in the time of great darkness, we'll never be able to move in the power of God unless we know the purifying work of the blood. If we don't drink the blood and eat the blood, I mean, eat the body and drink the blood, then, hey, we're not going to be walking in the power of God today, okay? We're not going to walk as the beautiful that God wants us to be, the beautiful church that he wants us to be. The blood cleanses, renews us. There's nothing greater than the blood of Jesus. See, what does the world need? The world needs a supernatural cleansing. What can cleanse the sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can defeat the devils? Oh, the blood. The devils hate the blood. They squirm at the blood when we apply the blood against them. And almost all things by the law were purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That's how powerful the blood is. There is no way that you're going to be forgiven for your sins except the blood of Jesus. There's no way that you're going to walk in the power of God without the blood of Jesus. By the blood we enter in, by the blood we plug into God and receive power and anointing from on high. But without the blood, we couldn't even get near God. A church or a people without the blood is nothing but a social club or on a fast track to hell, right? That's for sure. Churches that deny the blood today are denying Jesus, because you can't have Jesus without the blood of Jesus. The only path to God is a blood path, right? And we are priests. We handle blood. See, so we plug into the blood and we plug into the word, like we talked about the importance of the word today, right? And any move of God, we have got to exalt the word of God, because there are dangers that we can become feeling-oriented, like I said, rather than word-centered, all right? I remember the Welsh revival. It was a very short revival. I wasn't alive then, of course, but it was a very short revival as I studied it, and church historians say that they had increased emphasis on the events and phenomena of the revival rather than on the word of God, and that will mess up any revival. If you don't keep the emphasis on his word and you keep the balance between the supernatural manifestations of God and the word of God, look out, because you've got to keep the right focus on God's word. Okay, they rooted their faith on power and personal experience, without an equally strong emphasis on the precious word of God to anchor those experiences. And so too many think the Bible's boring today, but really, I love the Bible. I love the Bible. I love it. And without it, you'll have a shipwreck. Okay? I remember one time that Steve Hill read one scripture, Ezekiel 33:8. A wicked man, you will surely die. And hundreds of people ran to the front of the church under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. See, the word has power. So that's why, I use a lot of the word when I preach. I don't just use one scripture and then just talk, I use many scriptures, and I think that's important, see? All right, the word brings correction, conviction, and restoration and blessing. That's how powerful the word is. So plug into the word and plug into the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit, right? Without the Holy Spirit indwelling us, where would we be? Well, we would be saved, that's for sure. But see, the Holy Spirit came in the day, the moment we got born again. And the Word and the Spirit are inseparable, okay? The sword of the Spirit, it talks about in Ephesians 6. So we're in a battle. We need to use the sword of the Spirit, see? The Word and the Spirit always works together. God speaks the word, and the Holy Spirit works the word. And God speaks, and his Holy Spirit hurries to perform it. True power comes from combining the word and spirit, not making them separate. Okay? So let's not settle for anything less than spirit-filled, power-packed, Bible-believing Christianity, right? In these last days, what less can we have than that? Nothing less than that is going to prevail against the powers of darkness today. No. We don't want to settle for anything less. So we walk in as sword carrying, with the high praises of God in our mouth, a sharp two-edged sword in our hands. And we, of course, finally plug into love. I mean, love is the principal thing. And all they're getting, get love. I mean, love never fails. The Bible says love never fails. It will always remain the most powerful force and weapon in the universe. God is love. So any power we hope to possess or demonstrate is going to have to be filled with and motivated by love. In fact, the Bible says faith worketh by love. No wonder faith is not working in so many Christians today. There's not a releasing of the love of God in their lives. They're not allowing that to take place. They have something else there going on. Okay? So faith worketh by love. So let's release the love up out of our spirit by the Spirit of God, see, because the Holy Spirit is in our spirit and love is in our spirit because the Holy Spirit's in our spirit. So a lot of people never release the love of God. So we need to have a releasing of the love of God in our lives, see. A releasing of that love come up out of our spirit and flood us with love and flood others with love and be the motivation of our life. Instead of all these other wrong motivations, we need to be motivated by God's love. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, signs and wonders are great, but we must exhibit the power of God's love. Love is the answer to the world problems and hurts and all of it, but they won't receive it, but they need it. And so some will receive it, and that's what we're here for, the some that will, right? And so we need to exhibit it. We need to exhibit that love. We need to show that love. It's that love that draws men and women to repentance, right? The love draws them through the conviction of the Holy Spirit that draws them to repentance. Fear gains some, but love gains the most, and love will keep them too, okay? The fear, oh, I'm afraid of going to be left behind or something and get all fearful and stuff. And some people come to God for that, but a lot of them don't stay. But if love draws you in, oh, my, look out, love. Love is where the power begins because God is love, folks, and love will keep us. Love will keep us in the secret place of the Most High God. We receive it and we give it away. Love is beautiful. God's love is beautiful, and Satan has a counterfeit love, but it's nothing like the true love of God, nothing like the true power of God. And so we receive the love, and then we give it away. See? God wants us to be a people of power, a people that plugged into God in these areas and go and power the world. Go out there and electrocute them with the power of God. Electrocute them with the love of God. They need it. Okay? They need it. Everybody needs it, folks. Everybody needs love. Everybody needs Jesus, but not everybody's going to receive it. I mean, know that. But we want to release love in our lives. We want to let it come forth up out of us. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we have a beautiful, beautiful thing that the enemy is trying to corrupt. He wants to corrupt the beautiful. He wants to put on a fake beautiful to deceive us and to pull us away from the true beautiful. So we just always be on guard, and we stay full of the love of God, stay full of the Holy Spirit, stay full of the things of God. Don't let yourself just get dormant and lay back and get apathetic and lazy in the things of God. I mean, listen, we're only here for a short time. What, 100 years, 120 at the most, as anybody lives anymore. So, listen, most people don't make it that far. Most people are dying off in the 80s or before. A lot of people died in the 60s. A lot of people dying in the 50s. And now what, the Christian music artist is in the hospital, took the jab, and he's in the hospital from blood clots. And, you know, these things, just a lot of people falling over dead. I mean, you know, you shouldn't listen to the people who are trying to do the great calling, and you take those you know, the great pandemic, the great calling is what it was. Got to, you know, get rid of a lot of folks. And they've been successful at getting rid of a lot, but they want to get rid of a whole lot more, so they're planning the next big one. Yeah, and so don't fall for it. Don't buy into the lies and deception of the devil who make it look beautiful. Oh, well, you can live. You can be the privileged character if you'll just take our little jab of death. And all right, anyway, Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you that you're beautiful and your word is beautiful, and I love you, and I love your word, and I love your power. I love everything about you, Lord. I thank you for your salvation tonight. Thank you for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. Thank you for the peace of God that passes understanding. Thank you for the grace of God that we could live and come boldly before the throne of grace in time of need, because we are living in that grace, Lord. We're not living under the bondage of the law, Father, but we have a better covenant of grace, Father. We thank you for that covenant of grace, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for the covenant of life, the covenant of peace, the covenant of joy. Oh, hallelujah, the covenant of power, the covenant of the deliverance. Thank you for all these things. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, you are a great God, and we glorify your name tonight and worship you and glorify you forever and ever and ever. We thank you for this word tonight. We thank you for drawing us closer to you, Father, day after day after day after day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we'll be right back in a few minutes, and we will then do some deliverance. Doing wonders, doing wonders. Welcome back, folks. Here we are. Let's do some deliverance. Amen. Time to do some weekly deliverance. Yeah, we make it available every week for people who want to receive it. It's there for them. And it's an ongoing process of getting free from things, getting cleaned up. It's a progressive walk. Deliverance is progressive walk, and they come out little by little as we gain ground and possess it, get it, take it from the enemy. That's right. So we want to just deal with some things tonight that may have, if you've ever been involved in Catholicism, we want to cast those spirits out right now. In the name of Jesus, cast out the rosary spirit right now. Jesus' name, prayer to Mary, come out right now. Go, all the prayer to Mary, rosary spirits, come out of there, all the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, and the blood of Jesus is against you. Come out in Jesus' name. All those rosary spirits, praying the rosary, come out. Come out, 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 come out. We break the curses of false religion and false denominations, come out. All that praying the rosary, come out. Come out praying to Mary, come out. Praying to the saints, come out, come out. That's cursed. That's not biblical. Jesus never said do that. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go. That's another gospel. That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's not good news either, so it's really not a gospel. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, praying to the saints, come out, all the way out, Jesus' name, go, 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 prayer to the saints, come out, keep coming out of there, all the way out, praying to Mary, come out of there, all the way out of there, go, 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 Holy Mary, Mother of God, go, 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 come out of there, up and out, all the way out, all the way up out of there, loose them and let them go, in Jesus' name, go, 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 up and out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Go, come out, all those bondage to nuns and priests, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Bondage to the Catholic Church, come out, 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 come out. All witchcraft and from the Catholic Church, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all that Catholicism, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. The blood of Jesus got to go all the way out, all the way up out of there. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there all the way. Those nun spirits, come out. Nuns and priest spirits, that come out of there all the way out, all the way out. All, calling these men fathers. They were not your father, and they are not fathers unless they were illicit fathers, right? A lot of them have been that. Come out, come out, come out, come out through fornicating, come out, or adultery. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Unbiblical for them not to marry anyway. If they want to get married, the Bible doesn't forbid marriage. If you're in the priesthood or you're a minister, that's ridiculous. It said let them be the husband of one wife. It doesn't say let them be single and never marry and then call them father. Bible says call them, told no man father, right? So they're in a false position. Come out. That's just like a Mormon missionary. They want to be called elder and they're not even 21 years old yet. Really? I don't think so. That's false. That's a lie. It's deception. Come out. All the way out. All Mormonism too. Come out. False religions. Come out. Mormonism. Legalism. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All Mormon spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. 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 Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All witchcraft of any kind. Come out. Come on, all the way out. Go. In Jesus' name, all witchcraft, whatever that is, New Age witchcraft, come out. Buddhism, Hinduism, come out. All witchcraft of any kind, come out, 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 come out. Yoga, come out. Spirits of yoga, Kundalini spirits, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. The study of the chakras and all that, come out, come out, come out, come out, come on, all the way out. all the way out. All the new age spirits, all the yoga spirits, come out, 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 all the way out. All those meditation spirits that are not meditating on the word of God, all those ungodly meditation spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Right now, loose some people and let them go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Come out of there. Be sorted right now by the angels. Sort these demons. Sort them, sort them, sort them. All the way out. All the way out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. All the way up out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. Come on. All those religious spirits, denominational spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. Religious spirits, come out. Come on, up out of there. Go right now. Those religious denominational spirits, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. Up and out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Those religious spirits, come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out now. All the way out, those religious spirits, you got to go. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out of there, up out of there, up out of there. Move, move, move. Spirits of impurity. Spirits of impurity, moral impurity, mental impurity, come out. All manner of impurities, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come up out of there, those impurity spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, love of money, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, the love of money, all that love of money, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All that love of money, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way, come on, all the way out. All the way out, spirit of love of money, lust for money. Come out, come out. Spirit of mammon, come out, come out. Controlled by mammon, come out. Come out of there, Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you got to go. Keep coming out of there. Mammon spirits, come out. Spirit of mammon, come out. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. Ringing in the ear spirit, you come out of there. Come on, ringing in the ear spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, ringing in the ear spirit. Causes you to have ringing in your ear. Come out, 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 come out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. I apply the blood against you, demon. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All that ringing in the ears, come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out of there, up and out, all the way out. All the way out, the blood of Jesus, unforgiveness, you come out. Spirit of unforgiveness, come out. Spirit of unforgiveness, go all the way out. Bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred, come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come up, come out, come out, come out, come up and out, up and out. All the way out, come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you got to go. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. The blood of Jesus is against you. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Come on. Keep coming out of there. Go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hatred. Come out. All that hatred. All that jealousy. Come out. Jealousy. Come out. 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 Jealousy. Come out. All the way out. That jealous spirit. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Jealousy, we rebuke the spirit of jealousy. Yeah, the spirit of jealousy. In a lot of ways that one can work. Yeah, jealous of people that you like if they have other friends. Jealous of your friends having any other friend but you. Jealousy of your wife or your husband talking to the opposite sex, whatever it may be. All those jealous spirits, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All jealousy, come out. Come out, come out, come out of there. Up and out, up and out of there. Spirit of embarrassment, you come out. being embarrassed about things. Come out. All that spirit of embarrassment, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Embarrassment, I bind you. Go in Jesus' name all the way out. All that embarrassment, come out all the way out. All that shame, ashamed of yourself and ashamed of what you've done, ashamed, all that shame, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus, come out. Come on, all that shame and ashamed, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way out. That fear of people, afraid of people, afraid what they're going to think about you, afraid they're going to reject you, afraid they're not going to like you. Come out. That fear of people, which makes you easily controlled by people if you have fear of people. Come out. All the way out. Come out. Fear of people. Fear. Come on. Fear that you're not good enough. Fear that you're not performing enough. Fear that you're not pleasing enough. That men-pleasing spirit. Come out. Men-pleasing spirit, come out. Man-pleaser, come out. Come on, come out, come out, come out. Got to please everybody. You don't wanna, got to walk on eggshells. Got to be real careful that you don't offend everybody. Come out, all the way out. Come on. You're afraid that they won't like you or they'll leave you if you offend them. Come out, come out. Say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. Come out, come out, come out. The important thing is you just do what God tells you to do and don't worry about that. Right? So if God tells us to do something, that's what matters, see? We can't let the fear of man keep us from being obedient to the heavenly word of the Lord, what he tells us that he wants for our lives. Come out, all the way out. Fear of man, come out, come out, come out. Fear of people, come out. Come out, man pleaser, come out, 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 come out. Come out, all the way out, afraid of offending somebody, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come on, all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta go. You gotta go. You know, I found over the years a lot of people that got offended at the word, and some of them left the church. And really, if those particular people, when I found out any more about some of them, they would have fit in well. They would have just caused problems anyway. So I think that, you know, you just have to do what Jesus tells you, you know. And I know that not all pastors out there, so you don't know exactly what I'm talking about. But you do know about relationship with people. And some people in this society, you got to watch everything they say, they think, because they're going to offend somebody or they're going to be called a racist or a hate monger or something. But, hey, I think that you can't quit obeying God no matter what people think. You still have to obey God. You still have to put Jesus first. You still have to obey him and do what he tells you, even if it does offend people. And how many know the word is offensive, and the word will offend you if you offend people. If you obey the word, then somebody's going to get offended by that. Okay? So, hallelujah. So, what are you going to do? Get before God and say, I couldn't obey you because I'm afraid it was going to offend somebody. You know, Jesus wasn't that concerned about offending people. He called the Pharisees, Sadducees, a bunch of hypocrites, whitewashed sepulchres, and all kinds of things, twice a child of hell. I mean, all these different things. He wasn't friendly and nice to those people that were deceiving the people and leading them astray. Amen. Oh, my. Yeah, John the Baptist, he spoke some strong stuff too, right? Amen. All right. Anyway, keep coming out, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Got to go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All those spirits of fear go all the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. You got to go, got to go. All the spirit of offense, go right now. Spirit of offense, come out of people, offense. Come out, in Jesus' name. Spirit of offense, being offended, come out. Be offended, come out. Spirit of offense, go. In the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we break confirmation, into the Catholic Church, and baptism into the Catholic Church, and baptism, yeah, that's right, into any cult. Baptize into Mormonism, any of these. You go right now, go all the way out, the blood of Jesus, go, all the way out. We break control over you, being controlled by someone else. Come on, we break that control over you. Come out. Mama's control, daddy's control, brother's control, sister control, people control. Come out. We break that control. We break the curse of that control over you. Go in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, you got to go. We break that control. Go right now. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep coming out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You got to go. In Jesus' name, go. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Got to go. Self-defense. You come out always trying to defend yourself. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. No one would ever admit you're wrong. That self-defending spirit. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. That self-defending spirit. Come out, 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 come out. Come out. Resentment. Come out. Resentment. Come out. Resentment. All the way out. That self-condemnation. Come out right now. That self-condemnation. Come up out of there right now. The go right now. Move in Jesus' name. Self-hatred. Come out. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Insecurity. You come out. Feeling insecure. Come out. Come on. Bind that insecurity. Break the power of that insecurity. Come out. Come out of there right now. Jesus' name. Go. All that insecurity. We're secure. We're accepted in the beloved. I don't know how much more secure we can get than that. So those are demons that make you feel insecure, that you're not accepted, you're not wanted. Come out. All that insecurity. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Fear of rejection, come out. Fear of rejection, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus against you right now. The blood of Jesus. You got to go. You got to go all the way out. Fear of rejection, come out. Fear of rejection, you got to come out. Fear of rejection, come out of there. Out, 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 all the way out. Come out. Fear of what people are going to think of you, come out. Fear of what people think, come out. Come on, fear of what people think. Come out, 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 come out. Fear of what people think, come out. All the way out. All the way out, the blood of Jesus, come out of there. All the way out, keep coming out, keep coming out, keep coming out of there. All the way out, fear of what people think, got to go. Can't be controlled by what other people think. You got to get controlled by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, people think all kinds of things, but that's their business. But you have to be concerned about what the Holy Spirit says and what he's thinking. That's what matters, you know. Really is nothing more important than the Holy Spirit of God and what they think of us. And they think good because of the blood, and hallelujah. But everybody else don't think that way. But don't worry about them. You know, we got to be obedient to the Lord. That's what matters. We will be obedient to Jesus. We are obedient to the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to be concerned with, not what everybody's thinking about us and what people think, what people do. Yeah, all right. Hallelujah. What else are we going to get out tonight? Let's see. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stress and tension, you go right now. Stress and tensions, come out. All those stress and tension spirits, being stressed with life and the things going on in life, come out. All the way out. Stress and tension, come out. Stress and tension, loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all that stress, tension, anxiety, come out. Come on, all the way out. Come out. I bind you. I break your hold on people. Come out. Stress, tension, anxiety. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Stress, tension, anxiety, spirits. Come out of there. Come out. 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 All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. All that stress. All that stress. Come out. All that tension. Come out. All that anxiety, come out. Come out of there. Loose them. Let them go. Loose them and loose them and let them go all the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you, demons. Come out of there. Come out of there. Go all the way out. All that tension, all that anxiety, all that worry. Come out. Come out, worried. Come out. Come out, worried. Come out. Escapism. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Depression, come out. Come on, all depression, come out. The blood of Jesus against that depression, come out. All the way out. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Yes, amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Keep coming out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Anxiety over relationships, come out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Worry, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Up and out of there. Go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Loose them and loose them and loose them and let them go. Father, we thank you for these deliverances tonight. Thank you, Lord. Seal this deliverance to those who received tonight. Let them keep what they got and walk in what they got and gain ground and keep the ground that we take from the enemy. But let him not back in Jesus' name. That's right. We seal ourselves off from the enemy to where he can't get back in. And we change the habit patterns of the past in Jesus' name by the grace of God so that we don't have an open door to demons. That's right. We close the doors, slam the doors in the devil's face in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for your deliverance, and thank you for your changing our lives too, because deliverance without change is not complete deliverance. We need change, Lord, too. We need to change the ways we have been that have entertained demons in the past and given place to them in the past. Lord, we thank you for the grace for change, the grace to be a different person than we used to be, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we go from glory to glory, from faith to faith as your Spirit works in us. Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Well, folks, we have completed another time together with you folks. And, well, it's been good. And we thank you for being here and gathered together. Appreciate those in the chat room and those who are listening by phone and by other means. Appreciate all of that. And the Lord bless you. And thank you for your prayers and your financial support. Appreciate it all, and the Lord bless you and minister to you. Website, theoasiscommunitychurch.com. The email is at theoasis1@localnet.com. And we will see you back next Friday night. Good night. congratulations to you, folks. You're saved. You're born again. You're in the kingdom of God. I just thank God that you're born again. You're my brothers and sisters. Thank God for your salvation. It's so wonderful to be saved. It's so wonderful to be born again. It's so wonderful to know Jesus today. I tell you, if I wasn't saved, I would get saved, because there's no better life than the life of a Christian. If you really know the Lord, you know he's real in your life. There's just nothing like it. And the joy of our salvation, the joy of his love, and knowing that he loves us so dearly and cares about us so much, and he's with us every single day of our life, and he's a very present help in trouble. I mean, just knowing these realities is just, it's just awesome. How can you say anything but it's a joy to know the Lord. It's just the joy of my heart is to know him. And I rejoice that you're brothers and sisters in the Lord, that you also know him and are growing in his grace and love too. So, yeah, and so don't be afraid to talk to him and be in his presence and enjoy it, because he wants to fellowship with you and commune with you. And I mean, listen, if you're in a relationship, you want to cultivate that relationship. And so I encourage you to cultivate that relationship with Jesus and draw near unto him. And as you do that, he'll draw near unto you. And you just get closer and closer until that full day comes of his return. And then we're with him in the totality of what that means forever. For all eternity, we can rejoice before his throne and thank him and praise him. Amen. All right. Well, good night, folks, and God bless you. We love you, and thanks for being here tonight. I want to say goodbye.